This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Yeah, well, welcome to Saturday night. It's a big night. We've got a big show for you. It is our coronavirus special coverage continuation. This is week 7 that we are now into special coronavirus coverage on the weekends. And, again, a joint production this week between Kevin McCullough Radio, and my weekday broadcast Monday through Fridays, and Radio Night Live here on Saturday nights. So thankful to have so many good people helping me pull this together. We've got a lot to get to before this hour is out. Dr. Douglas Howard will be back with us. What is happening in the flattening of the curve? And should we be opening faster than we are? That's not only what Dr. Douglas Howard will address a little bit later in the hour, but we're going to talk with Dr. Scott Atlas to start the discussion this hour as well. He is a former chief of neuroradiology for Stanford Medical Center, and he's now a fellow at Stanford Medical University, and we've got a lot to discuss with him about some of the observations that he's made. Also joining us will be Carol Markowitz of the New York Post. She's got some advice on how you need to be prepped in terms of your groceries for the days to come, which are helpful as well. That's all straight ahead. I'm Kevin McCullough, and this is Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough and company have done our best to try to interface not only with public policy people that we talk to all the time about every other kind of issue under the sun, but really highlight even more so than most of talk radio the voices that are actually on the front lines, that are doing the research, that are observing what's going on, that are conducting the studies, that are treating the patients, that are doing all the rest of that. My next guest doesn't fall necessarily into that mold, although he has 25 years in medicine. He has really been studying this at a higher level in terms of medical policy and what it's doing. And the reason that I wanted to have him on the show is because some of the stuff he is discussing now is running counterintuitive to what some of the things are being said, particularly by the, quote, smart people in the room. So it's a joy to welcome to the show Dr. Scott Atlas. He is the David and Joan Traitel Senior Fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, and he's the former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center. Dr. Atlas, welcome to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the piece that you wrote in The Hill this last week. And here's the title for people that missed it. The data is in. Stop the panic and end the total isolation. Now, I noticed you didn't say end the lockdown. You didn't say open back up completely. You had a very measured, detailed kind of goal there. Stop the panic and end the total isolation. But let me ask you this. Is there a panic? Because people that say that perhaps there is, or that people, public leaders in maybe certain states are creating such a panic, are told that they're crazy, that they're inappropriate, and they just should not think that way. They're shamed, basically, into saying that there is a panic going on. So why do you use that particular word in terms of something we need to stop?
Well, I think we need to make sure that public policy is not based on fear or even, you know, changed by fear. We need to look at the evidence, and the evidence is quite extensive now since the initial projections of this. And in my piece, I outline a lot of the critical things that we have learned and that we know. And the first critical thing we know is that the risk of dying from the virus is far lower than initial projections. And it's really extremely low for the vast majority of people who are infected. You know, the second point is that...
Hold on, Dr. Atlas, hold on, because I want to slow down to go fast here. Because what you just said said is so vitally important. And I have been one of the voices that have said we're going to find out that the death percentage, the death rate was extremely low. And I still believe that. I wrote a big piece about the post-antibody numbers mean this last week for the place that publishes me. But let me say also, simultaneously, I'm broadcasting from New York. We've had 18,000 people die. That's about nine times the amount of 9/11 for our state. And while other numbers have been fudged, or at least it's my impression that the CDC has not played fair with all of the actual defining of what caused deaths and so forth, that's still a large number for a state the size of New York. So while I agree with you on all of that, what do you say to people that say, but there are 18,000 people dead in New York and 56,000 people dead across the country as we're sitting here right now?
Yeah, no one, and least of all me, is trying to minimize the extensive loss of life that has happened here. It's a huge tragedy, really. And right. As I wrote in the New York Post yesterday, specifically about New York is very different. Although theories are abound about why the New York area has this kind of high number, New York itself, if considered alone, as a country, would rank by far as the number one deaths per capita. And, you know, 60% of all deaths in the U.S. are in the tri-state area, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey.
Right.
Now, we know why that is very different from the rest of the United States, because just the common sense about the density of living, but more so, 350,000 people who are Chinese citizens enter the U.S. every month, and New York is the number one port of entry. There's 1.5+ million commuters into Manhattan each day, and most of them, more than half, are on public trains and subways. So very crowded public transportation. That's clearly a setup for infection. And then when you look at New Jersey, 320,000 commuters a day go into Manhattan from New Jersey alone. New York is very different from the rest of the world.
Right.
But, you know, the reality is in New York, it's the same. The data that I'm quoting in these papers is specifically actually from New York, from the epicenter. And we know that the risk of dying, you know, 2/3 of people who died in New York are over 70.
Well, that's the exact, and I want to make sure that my people understand what you're saying, because that's the exact point that I was also observing and trying to make, that because the antibody presence was so enormously larger than I think anybody thought it was going to be, you know, maybe upwards of 3 million or more in New York, that means the actual death rate, those 18,000, that's going to be a very small percent of the total population. And this is where I think the media has done a disservice. We haven't compared it to what a normal flu season would be like. We haven't compared it to the average number of deaths that heart attacks and cancer and some other things that even the CDC have said, well, if they come in and they test positive, or if they don't test positive, but you think the COVID-19 is present, then count it as a COVID death. I know there's been some fudging of numbers and all that stuff. I just don't want my people to think that I'm being insensitive to the 18,000 dead. But at the base of this, it is still a tiny percentage of what the bigger amount of exposure meant.
Well, I think that that's the point about these sort of percentage calculations, is that when you have the number of people who die divided by the number of people who have infection, if you only count the people with severe infection, that fraction, the percent, gets high. Mm-hmm. As we test, and you define, if you define a case as a positive test, the more people that have a positive test, the lower the rate of fatality. And this is not just data, by the way, from the U.S. There are multiple studies from Iceland, Germany, Stanford University, USC, and New York City data, as you're alluding to, that says the fatality rate, if infected, is far lower than early estimates. And it's in a targeted population. And so, I mean, this is really also critical to how to go forward here, which is what we're talking about.
Right. Well, and the other thing in addition to that, Dr. Atlas, and so thankful for your time today, Stanford University Medical Center and a fellow and also a former director, a former chief of neuroradiology there. Dr. Atlas, don't these numbers also somewhat seem to indicate that this virus was present here in America many weeks, maybe even to a month or more earlier than what we had originally thought it was?
You know, I think that's still speculative. I don't know. I don't think that anyone really knows at this point. What we do know is that we were blindsided because we didn't have transparency of information coming out of China,
right,
as the Western world was similarly blindsided. And so, you know, it's very difficult, and it's not really, you know, my area of expertise. I don't want to speculate.
Okay.
I want to talk about what to do going forward. When it came, what was done isn't really, to me, as critical as how to move forward.
Well, and that's what we've been trying to focus on, from the therapies to the antibodies testing and so forth. We got to take a very short break. When we come back, Dr. Atlas, there's a few more points you didn't have a chance to get to, but I want to really recommend that people get on thehill.com and read Dr. Scott Atlas's piece from just a couple of days ago. The data is in. Stop the panic. End the total isolation. Very clearly articulated and very easy to understand, and something that you could easily forward on to your friends and even your public policy leaders in the area, because he actually says it's time to start opening. We'll discuss what that means as we continue.
Kevin McCullough, also straight ahead, Carol Markowitz, and Dr. Douglas Howard. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live from New York, back once again, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for those of you that have been with us. Some of you have been telling your friends because we've had more listeners coming to Radio Night Live in the past 7 weeks than we've had in quite some time. And as I'm hearing from you, an email, kmcradio@gmail.com, or joining me on Twitter at kmcradio, or on Facebook, just look for Kevin McCullough in the official Facebook pages section. I'm hearing from more and more of you how helpful this show has been. We're grateful for that. A lot of that has to do with getting fantastic guests like this hour with Dr. Douglas Howard and Carol Markowitz, Dr. Douglas Howard of Balance of Nature, Carol Markowitz of the New York Post. And we continue with a very important discussion with Dr. Scott Atlas from Stanford.
All right. So very honored to have my guest with us for a little bit of bonus time. Normally we hash through the biggest stories of the day in five complete segments and try to get people up to speed on what's going on. But we're taking a little longer these days on the COVID-19 just because here in New York, that is what my people are most dealing with. It has changed everything that we know about life. It has changed incomes. It has changed lifestyles. It has forced moms to become first grade substitute teachers. It has forced people to not go to the hospital that would have otherwise. And there's some real questions about how to handle it and how to go forward. And Dr. Scott Atlas has written a very important piece at The Hill. The data is in. Stop the panic and end the total isolation. And Dr. Atlas, what was your piece at the New York Post? I'd like to point people to that as well.
Yeah, that piece is, I think, yesterday, and it's specifically pointed about New York, and it's talking about the science is in. It's time to relax the total isolation.
Okay, good. Like I want to make sure that people see that as well. Okay, just before the break, we were going to touch on not only who we need to protect. That we've established that there's a much greater probably infection rate that makes the death rate that much smaller. But what about what we need to do next has you most concerned?
Well, I think that the key here, the other point of the public policy was to prevent hospital overcrowding. And I just want to make everyone aware that when you look at all the patients in New York who were hospitalized for COVID, 0.6% were patients under 18 years of age. So we can not just stop the death rate, we can stop the serious illness and the hospital overcrowding by protecting the vulnerable. Now, that means that younger people have almost zero risk of even getting a serious illness. So to me, that means public schools K through 12 can be opened. I don't understand the evidence to suggest that they shouldn't be open. The other points I want to make is that the medical care that was skipped because of the single-minded focus on COVID-19 at all costs
right.
is critical, and people are dying. And what do we mean by that? We don't mean cosmetic surgery here. We're talking about half of cancer patients skip their chemotherapy. 80%
right.
of brain surgery wasn't done.
Mm.
85% of living organ transplants compared to last year at this time were not being done. These diseases didn't go away. People with acute strokes and heart attacks didn't come into the hospital. Not only that, we're missing thousands of tumor biopsies every week. People are panicking and avoiding bringing their children in for childhood vaccinations. We're not only dealing with people dying now, we're setting up a massive public health crisis by the single-minded focus. And these harms cannot be ignored because of potential hypotheticals about COVID-19.
So how did we get to that point, Dr. Atlas? Where did we adopt this mentality at the exclusion of everything else that is necessary?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and social science will look back at this and figure that out. But I would say that, you know, we have a massive transmission of information by social media. And that kind of unique setup where, and combined with everybody who can do a Google search thinks he's an expert,
right,
set off this really contagion of fear, I call it. And fear has influenced public policy. And it's understandable because we have people in positions of authority who have a tremendous amount of responsibility. And I'm empathetic to that. And I'm also empathetic to knowing that our leaders are human beings. And most of them have no familiarity with medical science or critical thinking about medical science. So this is why the way to get over this fear is to look at the data and use our medical science knowledge. For instance, and I think this is another point I'd like to cover, is this idea of population immunity. The more we stop intermingling with total isolation, we are preventing the development of population immunity, right, and this is going to prolong the problem.
Will it also weaken us to other things? I mean, I'm just thinking about my family. We've been sheltered in my home for 7 weeks. I'm the only one that's gone out most days, and we don't go out more than about once a day. But I'm not being exposed. We're not being exposed to anything. If the kids are in school, they're fighting off the colds and the flus and the other stuff that's coming along. All those little germs are trying to attack them, but that immunity is being built. Are we weaker now because we've been in shelter for this long?
Well, I think it's an interesting point to ponder there, particularly for younger people. But, you know, I'm not sure. I think that's an interesting question.
Okay. Well, but we've not done what we've needed to do for population immunity, or the term we keep hearing, herd immunity, is what you're saying.
Well, I think this is very, very important here. It's counterproductive to isolate everyone. And it's actually nonsensical if you think about it, because half the people have no symptoms. The vast majority of people that are infected, the vast majority of people have minimal symptoms. There's nothing wrong with low-risk people getting this disease. And in fact, it's helpful because this is the basis for developing a population immunity. You get sick, you get antibodies, other people that get the virus get antibodies, and eventually there's enough people with antibodies to block the transmission to the vulnerable people. This is the entire theory about why we want widespread vaccinations, for the same reason, herd immunity. Now, we don't know with certainty that antibodies from this virus are going to be protective. But it's expected. We have decades of virology and immunology knowledge. We also have decades of knowledge about this family of viruses, coronaviruses.
Right.
And these coronaviruses, if you look it up in the textbooks even, the idea of these viruses generally, not necessarily this one, have immunity post-infection that lasts for a year or more. Indeed, that is why scientists working on drugs are hopeful about using the COVID-19 antibodies from people who've had it, then transfused to treat or prevent illness in other people. That's the basis of it. If they didn't think antibodies were going to be protective, that would not even be being investigated as a treatment.
Right. Well, and, you know, I was reminded of this last week. We still don't have what's technically a flu vaccine, and a lot of the other breakout SARS and MERS, and some of those we haven't developed reliable vaccines for yet. So there's obviously a lot of work that goes into that. We don't have the time to wait for that, is what you're arguing. And with some very key targeting of resources and strategy, we can protect the population that's at risk, but we can also protect those who are not being helped and, in fact, being hurt by being sheltered in place now into week 7 here in the United States. Dr. Scott Atlas, I so appreciate your clear thoughtfulness and your clear articulation today. Thanks for being with us, and please come back.
Sure, thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. Joining me next, she's a writer for the New York Post. Why is she concerned about the supply chain?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted remdesivir emergency use authorization to treat the most severely ill COVID-19 patients.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients. I spoke with Dr. Khan and Dr. Fauci. I spoke with Deborah about it. We've been doing work with the teams at the FDA, NIH, and Gilead for spearheading this public-private partnership to make this happen very quickly.
The announcement came during an Oval Office meeting between President Donald Trump, HHS Secretary Alex Azar, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, and the CEO of Gilead Sciences. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And welcome back to Radio Night Live from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough. Before we're done, a very special request on my part coming up yet this hour on Radio Night Live.
If you're elected president, will you restore funding to the World Health Organization?
Yes, I will.
That's Crazy Uncle Joe. Yes, he will. You know, it's weird. Democrats are not in the least interested in opening states or countries. They want to keep everything locked down. You know what's really strange about this? They are wanting to reopen the WHO, who lied to us from the get-go on this. I don't know about that. Anyway, Carol Markowitz is back with us. She's a columnist for the New York Post and a bit of a subversive. If you really get her alone and you ask her her opinions on things, she'll start trouble. Carol, let's forget about your post call. Oh, I want everybody to read it. Wait, how long are we supposed to stay in lockdown? And there's probably parts of what we're going to talk about that carry over to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if people don't follow you on Facebook, and maybe you don't allow people to follow you on Facebook, maybe Facebook for you is just your 1,400 friends that you ask your random lifestyle questions to. But if they did, last night, they had a little missive waiting for them when they scrolled past your feed. And in my house, it nearly brought the foundations of Earth to crumble. You really have concerns about the food chain, do you not?
Yeah. Well, so I also posted it on my public Facebook page. So if anybody gotcha. Wants to go look up Carol Markowitz on Facebook, they can see the post. I don't mean to panic anybody. And I think the whole purpose of my post is not to panic people, but to have them prepare. But yeah, I'm concerned. The Tyson Foods CEO took a full page ad out in the New York Times saying that our food chain is in trouble. And I have to believe him. And I especially felt afraid. His letter was absolutely scary. But what was scarier to me was that so many users on Twitter said things like, oh, that's okay, we can support our local farmers, or that's okay, it's a good time to go vegetarian. If a country of 330 million go vegetarian, we're going to run out of everything. We're going to run out of pasta and lentils and rice and all the things that they think that we're all going to eat. It's going to quickly disappear off the shelves. So it's a chain reaction. And in fact, support small farmers. I love supporting small farmers. Small farmers generally, I think, have better food.
Sure.
They're going to sell out. They're small farmers. That's the whole thing. If the big farmers can't produce anything, the small farmers will be out of stock quickly. So, and I know, and there's other issues around it too, like the small farmers, the processing plants are closed. They have nowhere to go process their meat. All of this is a big issue to me.
And let's break that down for a second. So help me understand this. Your argument is that a lot of the ownership of the processing and distribution plants in the Midwest are actually owned by China.
Yeah.
So if
they're partial, absolutely. But no, it's that the states are closed and they've closed the processing plants because they can't manage the 6 feet.
Right.
So it's an issue that.
And we all know that Iowa had a huge outbreak. You know, it was practically like the Bronx.
Did. Right. Oh, no. But actually, a few plants had some issues, which, look, you know, again, I've taken this very seriously. I think the reason that my post caused a stir in your house is because on February 25th, I posted to my Facebook again, here's a list of supplies that I think you all should have at home. And I included on that.
And do you know what my life consisted of for the next 48 hours? going to every store possible that had paper towels, toilet paper, Kleenex, anything you could use
welcome.
As a paper product. But that was, again, you know, the bride checking in on Carol Markowitz's Facebook post. And then, you know, and now we have 600 rolls of paper towels sitting in the garage. I don't know if we'll ever need to buy another roll.
You didn't have to participate in the toilet paper wars.
We can't store Tyson's chicken like that. There's no, I don't have a fridge big enough to store 600 pounds of Tyson's chicken.
Right. Well, so my advice right now is less about storing meat than about having all your dry goods, I would say, for about a month prepared.
Okay.
I would say pasta, rice, all the different dry goods that your family eats.
So to you, the issue is not the meat itself. It's getting the other stuff that you'll need that will be in short supply should the meat supply dry up.
Absolutely going to be a domino effect.
Okay.
And I think that's the real issue.
Well,
I think your listeners should stock up.
The one thing I've seen, and I've been doing most of the shopping. We've only had like one person go out of the house just about every single day, and I've probably been 8 of 10 of those on a given week. The one thing I have seen consistently, and they don't always have the type that she wants, but if she asks me to get pasta, usually the pasta section has been quite abundant. So now we're going to run over, fill up a grocery cart full of that, grab any additional toilet paper that may be available. Check out it. Well, it's good, and I hope people will check out your Facebook, your official Facebook page over at Facebook.com. Carol Markowitz. Markowitz is spelled with a W-I-C-Z at the end, not a T-Z or T-S or however else you may be tempted to spell it. Markowitz, M-A-R-K-O-W-I-C-Z, and go and check it out. Good stuff. And she has the abundant privilege of being correct on the other things she's told you to stock up on, so listen to her this time. You will not be sorry. Carol, thank you.
Thanks for causing my bride to freak out.
Thanks for all
Let's not panic. Let's prepare.
Yes, let's prepare. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You're listening to Radio Night Live, a joint production of Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live. I have staffs for my Monday through Friday shows, Kevin McCullough Radio, and a separate staff for Radio Night Live. And for these special coronavirus season coverages, they have worked together. Great guests, important minds, lots of voices that have lots of opinions. Like my next guest, Dr. Douglas Howard. He's the founder of Balance of Nature. I have raved about his fruits and veggies because of what they've done in my life. And he's had some very strong opinions about what we need to be doing during COVID-19. And, Doc, it's interesting. I'm keeping a running total of different states as they're opening up. And I think by the end of this week, we're going to have, Colorado, Georgia, Montana, Minnesota, Texas. I think Florida is in there somewhere. Tennessee, Mississippi. And what else? West Virginia.
Did you say South Carolina?
South Carolina or South Dakota or maybe both. I'm not sure which. But
South Carolina, their beaches are supposed to open up on Monday.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a good sign, isn't it? I mean, especially for places that don't have the huge hot spots that we had here in New York City.
That's a wonderful sign. In fact, here's the long and short of it as a scientist. This is the first time in the history of the world that we've shut down and quarantined well people. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Quarantined
the sick people. Before.
The sick and the weak. Absolutely. You know, if you wanted to, you could quarantine if you were sick or old or weak. But the sick people were quarantined. And then everybody out there could build up this herd immunity they're talking about. And, you know, it's always cracks me up when they say, oh, so many people have had it. You could be spreading it. You don't even have a symptom. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's how it's supposed to work. How else are we going to fight this thing? But no, instead, they've reversed it because they wanted to flatten the curve.
Right.
Curve is flattened. Okay. As we come back out, it is going to come out. I don't want people to come out in a new mass hysteria because it is going to rise. Numbers will rise. It's not your politician's fault. It's called nature. It's called science. And so don't go into a mass hysteria and start buying up all the toilet paper again, which was never necessary in the first place.
Well, and there's a lot of speculation, Dr. Howard, that the shutdown has actually injured our ability to build the herd immunity. There's a doctor, I keep forgetting his name, but he's the head of emergency care at St. Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx. He just wrote a piece in the New York Post 2 days ago. But he said that as the antibody testing is coming in, the Bronx, which was a pretty hot spot in the middle of one of the hottest spots, and his hospital in particular, he worked the ER every day all 7 weeks as the head of that department. He said that their herd immunity or their antibody numbers are coming back at 43% of all Bronx residents. Of all the residents in the Bronx, that's about 600,000 people if it's at 43% in the population. That's what we need to be building up.
And do you realize what that makes the death rate of this, really?
So much.
0.0007, something like that. It's ridiculously low.
Yeah.
And we've shut down the world and the whole U.S. economy for it. It's serious. I don't want anybody to think I'm wrong. All life is sacred.
But I didn't let you answer the question. Has the shutdown hurt our ability to build the herd immunity as quickly as we probably should have?
Okay. Oh, yes, absolutely. It's slowed it down. We know it's slowed it down. That's why we're flattening the curve means spread it out. So will we still recover from it? Yes, we will. Does it mean people who weren't going to get it will get it now? Probably not. Maybe, because now we've been in our houses and not getting sunshine energy, and we've been higher stress, and our immune systems are hurting. But outside of that, the people who were going to die from it probably still will. I that sounds harsh, and I don't want to sound harsh. It's just that we can't control the tide of the ocean, and we can't control every outbreak, and. This ends up being, like you said, not nearly what they thought it was going to be, or some people thought it was going to be. And now we're counting deaths from all kinds of things. For example, this toilet paper rush. Why did people run out and start hoarding toilet paper? People don't do this again next time. We still need toilet paper. The other people do.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with dysentery or diarrhea. Nothing. It's a cold. It's a cold. Think of it that way. The flu has to do with bowel problems, you know, dysentery and diarrhea.
Right, right, right.
And when they wanted to start counting the flu deaths into the coronavirus deaths, they started spreading this rumor that that diarrhea is a part of the coronavirus. It's not.
Well, what's interesting about that? Well, what's interesting about that, Doc, is that evidently the coronavirus has cured influenza and to some degree heart disease and some degree late stage cancers, because evidently those deaths have all but disappeared while coronavirus has absorbed a lot of those numbers.
Yeah, and now all strokes in young people are being caused by coronavirus, obviously. That's a new study.
And we're not being flippant, people. The point that we're getting at is that there's been some sleight of hand with the numbers from the beginning. And even with that,
stop there a second. It's not some sleight of hand. It's huge sleight of hand. It's smoke and mirrors. I just want it really understood.
Yeah. Well, people have said, you know, that there's a couple of things related to this, because the therapies for COVID weren't really known and they weren't really approved and they weren't widely practiced. With flu, you've got a number of things off the shelf that doctors prescribe immediately. Here's Tamiflu. Go take it. You know, call us back in 2 days. That kind of thing. When this started, there wasn't anything like that. So we were starting a little bit behind the curve. But if you compare the flu season, the technical season of October through the end of March for influenza, and you look at the season for COVID, which people readily say probably started around 1st of November and is still going, COVID's just catching up to the total number of flu deaths that flu has taken, and we didn't do any of the shutdown for the flu even over the same period of time, and suddenly flu deaths are down. So, yes, massive sleight of hand with some of the reporting. Doc, the other day we had some sunshine, and I got all the kids out, and we were playing wiffle ball in the backyard, and we went for it because we just needed that afternoon. And I got some farmer stan on my legs and on shoulders. I felt good about it.
That's wonderful.
But we need that. We need to get out and get that sunshine and boost that immune fighting power and all the rest of it. And so grateful that Balance of Nature helps me do that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And if you call today, you're going to get the best price possible, free shipping. And use my promo code to get all of it. 800-246-8751. Promo code KMC. Like 35% off and free shipping. 800-246-8751. Kevin McCullough, a very important request when I come back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's been a while since I've made mention of it because when coronavirus strikes your country, you do everything you can to help your fellow man survive. It's one of the reasons why we've talked to so many physicians about the therapies that are available. And if you've missed any of our recent shows, go get the Radio Night Live podcast at SoundCloud or on iTunes. In fact, subscribe and you'll get everything that we do all the time at no cost. We never put it behind a paywall. We always want you to have the access to the great information that we're bringing your way each week. But here's something that has really stirred in my heart. Did you know that we've reached more than 1 million total recoveries of declared cases in the world? Now, why is that important? Well, the declared cases are amongst they're greater than a million. The dead around the world, we know that number. It continues to go up. In the United States, it's above 63,000 now. And then we started testing for antibodies in Germany and in New Zealand and in the U.S., and we're discovering that actually the total recovered are going to far eclipse the dead. In fact, there's been so many people that have had it and now have late-stage antibodies that they're the vast majority to 70-80%. That's the number that have the antibodies and may not have even ever known they had the virus, but they're beyond it now. In declared cases and total recoveries, that eclipses a million. And so you have tens of millions that have the late-stage antibodies. You have a million of declared cases that have recovered. But friends, a lot of those have taken place in the first world, in Europe and in North America, where it has been a little bit of an easier go. And I don't diminish the death of one person. But friends, you've heard me talk about Christian Solidarity International in the past, and some of the slaves that we have helped free over the last few years have struggled with COVID-19. And that's why I spoke with Dr. John Eibner a couple of weeks ago. It's Christian Solidarity International, CSI, is on the front lines stocking medical clinics with important things that they need, everything from food to medicine to personnel. They're trying to help people in South Sudan specifically stave off COVID, and there's no help. There's no government. There's nobody helping them. And friends, tonight, if you would be willing, and I'm not talking to somebody that has lost their job. I'm talking about to somebody who has been able to stay employed and been able to feed their family and been able to take care of their obligations. Friends, some of us have been so blessed. And if you could tonight take some of the gas money that you saved from not having to drive, if you could tonight take some of the entertainment money that you saved from not going to the movies or going out to eat, if you could take just a little bit of that and set it aside, $50, $100, $200, $500, and give it to Christian Solidarity International right now, they will help save the lives of some of the slaves that we've freed in recent years and others who are coming to the CSI clinics. They need our help. And friends, I want to do everything I can to help. 800-342-1010. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org and give a gift through the link where you see my picture, Kevin McCullough. But friends, let's help fight COVID and save lives in places where they don't have the medicines that we have here. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.